And this is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In the western New Hampshire town of Canaan, there's a plot of land where Noyes Academy once stood. Incorporated in 1834, Noyes Academy was the first school in the country to admit both black and white men and women for education above the grammar school level. But it wasn't open for long. In 1835, a group of white townspeople conspired to pull the school from its foundation. Town historian Donna Dunkerton.
They got 95 yoke of oxen, and they got them all lined up and approached the building up there. And the first day, they got it hauled into the road with the skids.
The black students went into hiding or fled Canaan as the mob continued its work. The chain they used to drag the school broke, so they resumed with a repaired chain the following day, dragging the school to the town common, where it was eventually burned. In 1839, townspeople built a new school.
They opened it in September of that year, and it was called Canaan Union Academy, but no black students or African Americans or anything were allowed to go to it.
These days, a historical marker stands along Canaan Street, marking where Noyes Academy once stood. And across the street from that marker, a different kind of remembrance is taking place. At the Canaan Street Meeting House, where the white townspeople once plotted to pull the school down, an exhibition of quilts commemorates notable figures and milestones in African American history. It's called And Still We Rise. The quilts were created by the Women of Color Quilters Network, and this is their first visit to New England. The Mariposa Museum in Peterborough is coordinating the exhibit. I met the museum's executive director, Carla Hostetler, among the quilts at the Canaan Street Meeting House.
So there are some that I recognize right away just by looking around the room. We've got Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson, Harriet Tubman. What about this gentleman here? Who is this?
This is Paul Laurence Dunbar, whom Booker T. Washington would hail as the poet laureate of the Negro race. And he published a collection, Lyrics of a Lowly Life, which contains some of his best and most famous verse.
What is it about this medium here that lends it so well to this kind of exhibit or this remembrance?
Well, quilting, of course, itself is a very American art form. Quilting, whoever does it, has very often told the story of women and a history that isn't always told in the history books. And quilting, of course, has a very unique connection to the African American community. Quilts are a part of African American history right from the very beginning. People pulling together pieces of their everyday lives to create things to keep their family warm, to clothe themselves, to remember pieces of their lives.
Why did the Mariposa Museum think it was so important to bring these quilts to both Canaan and Peterborough now?
Canaan is a place where the past meets the present. If you stand here at the Meeting House, you really could be back in 1835 when the Noyes Academy was founded and also destroyed. So that was intriguing to us. When I first heard the story of Noyes Academy, it shocked me. It didn't shock me that people had tried to create an academy here. And I love that in the Canaan website, they align themselves with the creation of that academy, not its destruction. But it was shocking to me as I heard the story to see what lengths people would go to tear an idea like that down. And it wasn't just something that was impromptu. It was something that was planned right here in this meeting house. And it wasn't something that happened suddenly or quickly. It happened over a series of days. The chain broke. They went and fixed the chain. They came back to try to pull this again. It sat there for several days. They came back. And I just couldn't believe that people would go to that much trouble. I mean, I could believe it, but it was happening here in New Hampshire. We try to think that the North was not complicit or as complicit in the things that were going on in the Civil War with slavery and in the period after. I think all of us in the last few years have learned a lot about what's still going on today. And when I first heard the story, I thought that could never happen today. But I think now we know that it could happen today. What happened to Noyes Academy is pulled straight out of today's headlines. Maybe there aren't oxen involved. Maybe it wouldn't happen over several days, but it's still happening. And it felt really important to bring this quilt exhibit that is supposedly about history and connect it to the present day.
Carla Hostetler, thank you very much for speaking with me about this exhibit.
Thank you so much for being here, Peter. We're thrilled.
The exhibit, And Still We Rise, is on display at both the Canaan Street Meeting House and the Mariposa Museum in Peterborough until October 14th. And you can find photos of some of the quilts on display at our website, nhpr.org.